Christian because I did not want to be associated with the church, but I was still fascinated with Jesus. For some time, I had been growing disenchanted with the industrial church complex. I found some solace in the emerging church and in the rediscovery, for me anyway, of ancient church traditions and the broader church. I found progressive, thoughtful, and brilliant people among Christians, but for me and the Bride of Christ, well, it still felt like I was just hanging on to a relationship that had already ended. When I made the decision to stop going to church and to stop calling myself a Christian, it didn't feel good. But there had been a long litany of abuses, burnout, and exhaustion. The trail of hurt people, wounded souls, and even dead bodies was too great. It weighed on my soul, and I felt tremendous grief. I couldn't align myself with this anymore. I could no longer reason away or gloss over the systematic abuses of power, the bitterness, the bigotry and hypocrisy, the sexism and racism, the consumerism, the big business of church that was consuming people and spitting them out for the greater good. Church became the last place I wanted to be. I didn't trust Christians, and I was tired of pretending that those things were not real. But through it all, I somehow knew one thing. This wasn't Jesus. Maybe it's because of my childhood foundation, but I instinctively knew that this industrial church complex was not the stuff of the Prince of Peace. Even as I grew more disenchanted with organized religion, I was still hanging on to the hem of his garment, begging for healing. I don't think I can be a Christian anymore, I told my husband. I needed to separate from that word for a while. It felt too full of baggage and weight. I felt like it aligned me with people from whom I would rather separate. I began to call myself a follower of Jesus instead of a Christian. I don't know why I thought that was a big difference, but to me at the time, it meant something. False construct, a trick of language alone perhaps, but I needed the space it gave my soul. Then came the day when it dawned on me that if I was going to call myself a follower of Jesus, I should find out what that meant. It sounds so silly to write it out, but that is actually what happened. One day, I realized that for years, I hadn't thought about Jesus much beyond, he's cool. If I was going to orient my life around some guy named Jesus, it had to be more than a rejection of Christianity as I understood it in my narrow context and experiences. In Is God to Blame? Greg Boyd writes, Jesus is the perfect expression of God's thought, character, and will. He is God's self-definition to us. We have seen that in Christ, God defines and expresses himself as a God of outrageous love. He is for us, not against us. God also defines humans as undeserving people with whom he is nevertheless in love. This is the word and image of the true God. To know Jesus is to know God. And I found myself saying, without knowing what it meant, that I wanted to be like Jesus. And to be honest, I was growing tired of defining myself by what I wasn't. I started where most good Protestants start, the Bible. I made the decision to read only the Gospels for a while, the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Jesus was not what I expected, not what I remembered. I had expected a comfortable, wise man, someone saying nice things about being nice and kind to people. I think I expected a version of Jesus I had tricked out of my memory, comfortable, safe. Clearly, I'd blurred the Jesus of my childhood with the real one of the Gospels. Jesus, his name, felt like every question and every answer. There was a strain of something like unearthly music to his name, and part of me still believes that my desire to be like Jesus